Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a lot to unpack in the next few minutes about Tesla's Q2 results this week. Some good, some bad, and some which completely surprised me. Like just this one stat, that somewhere, parked up at factories, Tesla sites, and even random parking lots, there's now 3,000 unsold Cybertrucks they just can't sell. Each one representing around $70,000 in tied up capital. That's $200 million of vehicles that customers simply don't want. Cybertruck was meant to be a vehicle with 1 million, 2 million orders and would take the EV world by storm. And yet Tesla won't even publish their own Cybertruck sales numbers, instead hiding them along with other vehicles. But here's the thing, that's just the beginning of the story I'm about to unpack today. Welcome to EV News Daily. On Wednesday, 2nd of July, Tesla released their Q2 production and delivery numbers. I promised at the time I'd do a deep dive. So here we go. Sometimes I wrap this into the main EV News Daily podcast and it can be 10-15 minutes. And I figured not everybody wants that much Tesla news. We're not a Tesla podcast, but they are incredibly important to the EV industry. I'm your host, Martin Lee. And let's dissect one of the most revealing quarters in Tesla's entire history. Not because it's their worst, though it's certainly not good, but because it exposes, in my opinion, four critical fractures in what was once considered an unstoppable electric vehicle empire. Tesla's share price, down about 25% this year, rose 4.5% after the second quarter results, since the figures were better than the pessimistic forecast. According to Gene Munster from Deepwater Asset Management, Tesla's actual delivery numbers exceeded the informal expectations, so-called whisper numbers, by around 4%. Therefore, investors seem to be happy. Munster noted on social media platform X that Q2 2025 might be the bottom of Tesla's recent decline. Well, Mr. Munster, I respectfully disagree. If you and other investors are buying on the basis that it was bad, but not really bad, you might want to listen to this podcast. And not because I'm Tesla bashing, because I really don't have any feelings about Tesla either way. I know that a lot of really hardcore Elon fans sometimes complain to me when I'm more critical about Tesla. They don't like the whole Nazi thing. That's how I saw it. Elon Musk went onto a Joe Rogan podcast straight away to say, of course it wasn't a Nazi salute. Great. Well, then don't do an action that looks like one. And so when I've said this kind of thing before, I know people don't really like it. If you're like a Tesla investor, you know, you've got your pension tied up. Hey, I'm sorry. Maybe turn this off. Now, for the rest of us, let's start with Q2 production and delivery. The headline number, 384,000 vehicles delivered globally in Q2. Now, if you're not steeped in Tesla's performance metrics, that might sound impressive. After all, we're talking about nearly 400,000 EVs rolling off production lines and into real customers' hands in just 3 months. But context is everything in this business. That number represents a 13% decline from the same quarter last year. And we always try and look at the same quarter last year for seasonality. Then Tesla delivered 444,000 vehicles, not 384,000 vehicles, for a company that built its valuation on hyper growth, on 20 million vehicles being made by the end of 2030. That was the promise. Not so long ago, by the way. This isn't just a stumble. It's the second consecutive quarter of declining deliveries. In the second quarter of this year, Tesla produced significantly more vehicles than it sold. The company manufactured 410. I'll give you the exact numbers. They made 410,244 vehicles compared to a delivery number of 384,122. That means Tesla made about 26,000 more cars than it delivered during the quarter. The gap between production and deliveries indicates that Tesla added significantly to its inventory this quarter. There's already been a high-profile scalp. Ahmed Afshar, Vice President of Manufacturing and Operations at Tesla, was fired by Elon Musk amid reports that the CEO himself will take on personal responsibility for sales. And this was significant, as Afshar was said to be the Musk whisperer, having held key roles at SpaceX, managing Giga Texas, the factory build-out, cost-cutting following the Twitter acquisition, and much, much more. A very close ally of the CEO, dismissed shortly before these numbers came out. I am now firmly of the opinion that you and I are looking at a company facing simultaneous crises in multiple dimensions: product execution, market perception, geographic performance, and competitive pressure. And it's not just one problem they can go and fix. Let's start then with what I said at the beginning of the podcast, the Cybertruck catastrophe. For a company built on so much success, it's interesting that their biggest failure never even gets talked about. Because their high-profile CEO wants you to look over here, look at the shiny robots and self-driving. But their core skill, their bedrock competency of making brilliant electric vehicles that lots of people want, has a huge question mark over it now. I don't think you can just move on from Cybertruck. They are making electric vehicles that we all want to buy. I'd love a Tesla, by the way. I'm not anti-Tesla, but I would not want a Cybertruck. So I don't like being looked at, which is strange for someone who puts himself in the public spotlight and has done for pretty much all of my radio career of the last 30 years. I just think in my private life, don't like being the center of attention. I'm not the first one up doing karaoke, and a Cybertruck absolutely draws attention to you. So I wouldn't want a vehicle that makes me stand out. And it appears lots of other people don't want one either. But what is it? Is it the design, the styling? Is it the company? Is it the price? Now, when Elon Musk unveiled the Angular Beast back in November 2019, he painted a picture of revolutionary disruptions, and the reservations, in fairness, poured in. Media coverage was massive. The promise? Well, it was 250,000 of them built every year by 2025. So, well, here we are, fast forward to today. And here's the reality. Tesla is building Cybertrucks at a pace that suggests annual production of 20,000 units. They're operating at less than 10% of capacity, which they built the lines for. In the automotive industry, which will just suck cash at an alarming rate when you operate at low utilization, I think it's Tesla's biggest issue in the short term. And guess what? No one else is talking about it, but it's a real problem for Tesla, and it's being ignored. The numbers get worse. In Q2, Tesla produced 13,409 other models. Now, what's an other model? Well, they won't publish the Cybertruck numbers because they're so bad. So they've rolled Cybertruck into Model S and Model X and Semi as well. So they only delivered 10,394 of them compared to 13,500. Produced. The maths are brutal. They're building more vehicles than they can sell, and they're building far fewer than they planned. Despite offering incentives like a $7,500 federal tax credit, customer demand has not improved. Current quarterly sales in the category have fallen below their 2023 levels before the Cybertruck production even scaled. Before launching, Musk warned the Cybertruck's production would be difficult, predicting a tough 12 to 18 months of what he called, and I quote, blood, sweat, and tears, end quote, and expecting an annual production rate of 250,000 vehicles. Now we're halfway through the year. Tesla remains far below that number in the second quarter, having built 13,409 other models. That also includes S's and X's, doesn't it? Their segment sales dropped 52% compared to the same quarter last year. Meanwhile, Ford delivered 5,842 F-150 Lightnings in the same period. General Motors sold over 9,000 electric trucks across their model range. And Tesla, still the leader, in EV innovation in many people's eyes, and according to the data, according to the market share in the United States, not in China or Europe, but in the US, Tesla still is largely the EV market. They're being outsold in the popular lucrative truck market by companies that they claim they'd left in the dust. And no disrespect to Ford, if anyone there listens to this podcast, I think even they would agree. The Ford F-150 Lightning is not living up to anywhere near their own expectations, and it's still outselling Cybertruck. Hold on to that thought, even though that's a bit of a disaster. This next issue might be even bigger, and there are surprisingly fewer people talking about this one. Let me take you across the Atlantic, where Tesla's story becomes even more complex. Look, we'll take a break because I'm aware that I've been rabbiting on for 10 minutes and you probably want a break from my ears. We'll come back and talk Europe. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's take you across the Atlantic, where Tesla's story becomes even more complex. European markets are supposed to be a growth engine for Tesla. Environmentally conscious consumers, generous government incentives in some places, and a regulatory environment pushing towards electrification. There are mandates in place, places like here in the UK. So much so that actually Tesla built a factory on the continent. They built their whole German factory, and that's still only making around 5,000 vehicles per week. Instead, what we're witnessing is a collapse that's both rapid and geographically widespread. Tesla's European market share has plummeted from a 12.6 share to a 7.2 share year on year. And country by country, although careful with this data because it can fluctuate, it's even more troubling. Germany is Europe's largest car market, but not Europe's biggest EV market, tells the starkest story. Tesla's June sales were down 60%, but that is year over year, to just 1,860 vehicles in total. For the first half of the entire year, they're down 58.2% in Germany. Less than 10,000 vehicles sold in 6 months. This isn't happening in a declining market, though, in case you're wondering that. Germany's overall EV sales have gone up by almost 10%, according to data from Germany's Federal Road Agency, KBA. Elsewhere in Europe, Tesla's performance worsened considerably in June 2025 compared to June 2024. Sweden saw a decline of 64%. 4.4% in Tesla sales. Denmark was down 61.6% June compared to June, despite continued availability of the brand new Model Y. Sales in France were down 10%. Italy was down 66% in registrations. As a result, Tesla's now faced its seventh consecutive quarterly decline in Western European registrations compared to the same time last year. So where did well? There must be somewhere. Yes, there are. Places like Norway. Vehicle registrations were up 115% to 5,004 units. Spain saw improvement, registrations up 127% to 1,100 units. And Portugal experienced an increase of 7.3%. The data points to three converging factors. First, European customers are encountering newer, more affordable alternatives, particularly from Chinese makers like BYD. BYD's German sales tripled year over year to 1,675 vehicles in June alone. Yes, the numbers are small, but representing that kind of growth trajectory is what Tesla themselves used to be all about. And for BYD to be as big as Tesla in Germany, that's crazy. Tesla's core models, the 3 and the Y, some perceive as outdated. I see it a lot in automotive press, forums, Reddit, stuff like that. I'm not sure I'm fully on board with that. What about you? I think I was looking at the new Model Y only this week because someone who goes to the same nursery as my little 3-year-old girl has got a new Model Y. And that's, I think, a stunning exterior refresh. Side profile, largely the same, but from the front and the rear, looks a very different vehicle, very fresh, great engineering improvements. Has Tesla really communicated that well to everybody? Well, I'm on the mailing list and I do get the odd email from Tesla with finance offers and things like that. Maybe they're targeting other people more specifically, but I don't get a lot of push marketing from Tesla, either on text or email. The Model Y received a refresh, so-called Juniper, but it hasn't been enough to reverse the decline. When your product lineup starts feeling stale, in an evolving market, consumer defection is inevitable. And third, and perhaps most significantly, look, we've covered this extensively on this podcast, Elon Musk's political positioning alienates European consumers. But maybe I got ahead of myself, because there is one more issue, perhaps call it a dragon looming on Tesla, which has the potential to be fatal. A market that should be terrifying for Tesla, and it probably is, actually provided one of the only bright spots in the entire Q2. Tesla, up against the world's biggest EV maker, BYD, and one of the world's fastest growing EV makers, the market where new players like Xiaomi can launch a new vehicle in, it seems, months, but I'm sure it takes longer. But that typical development cycle of a vehicle is so compressed now in China. The Western car makers are still really just breathlessly trying to digest how they can bring cars so quickly to market. And they're not terrible cars, by the way. They are starting to talk about things that the Western car makers, until now, clearly had an advantage over. Things like the styling, hiring a lot of heads of design from Western car makers, turning up as, you know, VP of design for a big car maker in China. And they're doing a great job. Engineering-wise, cars are good. Some fantastic reviews of some of the new Chinese cars. And now they're starting to talk about how many miles were done in validation testing and things like that, which previously, if a vehicle was being rushed to market, maybe a bit rough around the edges, if I'm being polite to the Chinese brands that would sometimes get something out. But, you know, they haven't done millions of miles of testing that a BMW or a Mercedes would do, going to, you know, the hot climates and the Arctic and all that kind of stuff. So now the Chinese car makers are talking about, well, we did this many million miles of validation testing and we had this expert come in and tune our suspension. They really are trying to get every bit of the market away from the established players. So BYD is doing that. Xiaomi is doing that. Xiaomi just released their YU7 that competes directly with the Model Y, but at lower prices and higher specifications. This should be Tesla's nightmare scenario. The YU7 got over 200,000 confirmed orders in the first few hours, and that's deposits paid by the way. You did get several days in China to convert your expression of interest into a hard deposit and an order, and that's over 200,000 people that have done that. Also this week, XPeng launched the G7, a direct competitor to the Model Y, but 25% cheaper from a domestic name. And according to the reviewers, the likes of Telescope Channel on YouTube in China, better than Tesla in every metric. Yet in June, Tesla's China sales actually grew. Okay, it was 0.8%, but they'll take the win, right? Their first year-over-year increase in 8 consecutive months of decline in China. It's modest growth, but like I say, they'll take the win on that one. For the overall quarter, it's not good news. The China-made Tesla sales were down by 7%, but that's far better than anywhere else outside of China. The China Passenger Car Association reported that Tesla delivered 71,600 Shanghai-made 3s and Ys in June. That's a rise of 16% compared to May, month on month. These deliveries, though, were sales in China and exports to Europe, mostly to Europe. On the positive side, through a recent exodus of longstanding senior executives at Tesla, they've had some issues. They still have Tom Zhu, who led their expansion into China, building that Shanghai factory exactly a year to the day when it started to make cars. The fastest production ramp up this year in Tesla's history, full output of the new Model Y in 6 weeks. He's a key asset, and he's still he's gone back to focus purely on China. The manufacturing capability is there. It hasn't left them. The product appeal, despite fierce domestic competition, seems to be there as well. China shows us that Tesla's problems aren't fundamentally about their ability to build compelling electric vehicles, which I argue they do. I think where Tesla is falling down, it's execution, market positioning, and increasingly the management of their brand. Tesla performs worst in markets where Musk's political positions are the most controversial, Europe and the liberal parts of the US. They perform relatively better in China, where local consumers are less exposed to and don't even care about American political discourse. Now, this creates a really difficult situation for a major corporation, a CEO whose personal brand is effectively the company's brand, causing damage. Where has this ended up? Let's try and tie a bow, on all of this. Hey, look, we'll take a quick break because 20 minutes in, I'll take a slurp of this cup of coffee and back in a mo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, let's try and wrap this up then. So Tesla built their success on being first to market with compelling electric vehicles. There's no denying that. That first mover advantage holds a lot of brand weight with many potential buyers. They still see Tesla as better than all of the others, even though they might not have the fastest charging or other great stats. But slowly, it does appear to be evaporating, and the company is struggling to compete on traditional automotive metrics. And so when Tesla stops being special because there was a halo around Elon Musk's personal brand, then consumers start to look at the hardcore price, feature list, reliability, and brand appeal. The Model 3 and Model Y, which is 97% of Tesla's automotive business, by the way, and increasingly are seen as dated offerings in a very rapidly evolving market, aren't always winning on all of those things. And because Musk knew this a year ago, promised an affordable model. That was planned for now, the end of June 2025. That affordable model is delayed, it appears, indefinitely. Is it just going to be a stripped down Model Y, like they sell a Model 3 in Mexico with cloth seats and strip all of the rear screen and the ambient lighting out and call that a cheaper model? Well, would Tesla have been better making a genuine cheaper model, a new platform, and all of the smart engineering that they had and still got that went into Cybertruck? Where would they be if they had genuinely used everything they knew to go to a more value part of the market? Well, I guess we won't know, will we? But Tesla's challenges represent a maturation of the EV market. The early adopter phase, where I've been doing this 7 years now, you'd meet people in the early days and they'd go, "Ah, the windscreen wipers don't work. What's wrong with a rain sensor? And this broke and that fell off and there's no door bins in my Model S." And you go, "Oh, wow, it sounds really bad." And they go, "No, it's the best car I've ever owned." Like, that was genuine early adopter phase where people just forgave them for everything because they were doing so much right. They looked through all the things, looked past all the things that were wrong. Being an electric vehicle at the time was enough to be a sales success if somebody was an early adopter, but that's all over. Now, consumers now expect electric vehicles to compete on exactly the same terms as conventional vehicles. Like I say, price, practicality, reliability, brand appeal. Secondly, and I'll come back to the beginning of the show, the Cybertruck's failure demonstrates the limits of disruptive design in mainstream automotive markets. Car buyers, it turns out, have established expectations of what cars and trucks should look like and how they should function. And there's a million reviews online of people who love the Cybertruck. I've just watched James May going to America, did a US trip. He jumped in a Cybertruck and drove it. He was smiling the whole way around. He's like, this truck just makes me smile. It's a happy thing to have in the world, and that's great. And obviously there were some very happy Cybertruck owners. But people just overlook the massive failure the Cybertruck is and the dead weight that is pulling Tesla underwater because of it. Third, geographic variations in Tesla's performance. They just reveal how much modern automotive success depends on things like brand management, cultural positioning. In an era where EV purchases can be seen as an identity statement about you, I mean, perhaps that's always been the case in the car market since the first ever car was advertised. Someone driving along an ocean road with a pretty girl next to them in the, you know, decades and decades ago, until they were saying, "Hey, buy this car and you'll be more attractive to the opposite sex." I'm not sure much changed in the last many decades, but still, all that kind of sexist advertising around cars, has it really changed? The car that you kind of buy says a lot about you, and a lot of people just don't want to be associated with many of the things that, well, associate with Tesla these days. Fourth, the competitive landscape is so fundamentally shifting. It's why this week I just launched a new month-long mini-series called EV News China, because I personally want to ensure that I'm understanding what's happening right now today, halfway through 2025. It's the world's EV superpower by a long way now, And if I'm going to learn it, I'll pass it on to you. I want to understand what's happening in China so I don't look around in 5 minutes' time and get taken by surprise. I hope you're enjoying that mini-series. Let me know, by the way. If you haven't checked it out, it's in your feed. So geographically, it's so competitive in China. And yet, if you are competing in other parts of the world, then you are competing against new agile entrants, fresh designs, competitive pricing, no baggage. The question isn't whether Tesla will survive. They will. Tesla is absolutely going to survive. Let's not over-egg the pudding. The question is, where do they go from being a startup into a mature company? They became the establishment. They're fighting these battles on so many fronts, and the data reveals a company struggling with product execution, market positioning, brand management, and competitive pressures all at the same time. The Cybertruck disaster, the European collapse, the CEO liability, the rising competition. Anything individually would probably be manageable on their own. But together, it is a massive test of Tesla's adaptability. Now, to avoid ending 2025 with lower annual sales, Tesla have got to deliver over 1 million vehicles in the second half of the year. Analysts say the goal's clearly going to be challenging because of economic uncertainty caused by tariff policies, the cut to tax credits, including the current $7,500 off of an EV. The US voted this week to abolish that on a very accelerated timeline. That goes in September, by the way. For the broader EV industry, Tesla's struggles are both a warning and an opportunity. The warning being first to market with EVs does not guarantee you a success, but the opportunity is there's room for multiple winners in what is a rapidly expanding market. The revolution that Tesla started is now bigger than Tesla itself. And the CEO told us that was their mission. And that might be the most important revelation of all. That's your podcast for today. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Agree? Disagree? Did I get some stuff right, some stuff wrong? I absolutely adore doing these special programs where you and I just spend maybe, it was going to be 20 minutes. Look at that, it's half an hour now. Diving into a subject and digging through things and doing, I know deep dive is a cliche, but it genuinely is. We look at all parts of their business so that, again, you're informed, I'm informed, and we can work things out together. Thanks, as always, to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. And Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.